Hey, how we doing this?
Who are you?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast.
I'm super into that song. I didn't want to stop it.
Yeah, that didn't almost go well.
Yeah.
And kind of almost didn't.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
We didn't get
the standard intro.
Oh, no. I wanted to. Well, once I realized I didn't remember what it was, I felt like let's wing it.
You forgot the intro?
A little bit.
It's been a while since we've actually done a ramblings
because
the previous ones were recorded a while ago.
Yeah, that's true. A couple months. Mm-hmm. Pre-corona. Yeah.
And we've done some since corona because we had
a ramblings.
How we do corona and positives of coronavirus.
But all the ones with
all the interviews those were in March.
Yeah.
Beginning of March, really, last ones.
We thought we were way behind and then we were way ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, we were way ahead.
Woo, let's get this going.
Yeah. So tonight
is a ramblings.
Yeah, you're running
it. We've got a ramblings. We're in coronavirus day 587
million.
Yes.
So
we're doing okay.
But they're talking about opening things back up.
Yes. I did, though, just read that it's going to be mandatory after May 4th to wear your mask in Costco. So that's a thing. But we don't want to spend much time on this. Actually, what's been more annoying lately is the construction on Flamingo.
Yeah, but nobody cares about that.
Why?
Why? Because
it's hard to get out. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they don't care.
That's right.
But coronavirus.
But let me finish that. There is construction on the way out of the area where we live.
Yeah, there is. And it sucks.
Yes, because you don't know. You come out to the main-ish street, and you don't know if you're going to be able to turn right or left.
Well, it's different every day. Yeah,
the morning could be different than the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time I got there and the whole thing was blocked off and I had to go 15 miles an hour through two senior citizen living areas.
Yeah.
With a lot of those
starting
big...
to get to know some of them.
Yeah, they wave.
Yeah. Yep.
It's hey, Bob. So... Yeah. Yeah, you got corona, you got construction on the road.
Yeah.
But we're maintaining, I think, pretty good.
Yeah. They're going to start opening stuff back up, which I feel is a big mistake.
Yeah.
You know, because nothing's really changed.
No, nothing's changed.
No. We may have flattened the curve, but that's it. Once these places start opening back up.
Did we flatten the curve everywhere?
I think we mostly did, or they wouldn't start opening stuff back up. But yeah, there's no vaccine. There's really nothing for it. So I think when they open stuff back up, those numbers are going to go back up.
Mm.
That's how I feel. That's my opinion.
I hope you're wrong, Chris Adams.
I hope I am too, but that's just from a scientific point of view.
I really hope
you're
wrong.
Which is my own opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course, we all hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to be
wrong.
Yeah,
this is crazy shit. Just this week, the thing came out that said, one of the new symptoms of COVID-19 is, kind of a burnt look on your toes.
Yeah, what is that?
Super red, really, swollen-y look. What is that with, what are the other symptoms? A dry cough, fever.
Yeah, lung
aches.
Stuff.
Oh, and then when it gets into the lung stuff.
Does it turn into pneumonia?
It sounds way worse. It takes over your lungs. That's why.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, ventilator stuff. We don't want to talk too much about that.
No, we're done.
Yeah.
Anyways,
this is life in Corona.
Yeah.
And
we're
we've been drinking more Corona extras, for the first time, really, since we've been together. It wasn't a thing, but. Those and Mickey's. We found those. I'm not going to tell you where, because if you live here, I don't want you to go buy them out. But they're delicious.
No.
I hadn't had them since I was a kid. Well,
yeah,
underage.
Yeah, 6 years old.
No, but yeah. So do you want to tell them what I put out on Instahoodle?
Which thing?
The thing that we got a response from.
Oh, we were putting out there that, yeah, we were podcasting this evening. If you want us to talk about anything, send us a message. We got a message from Tina Towns.
Tina Towns, what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you don't know Tina.
She's been on the podcast. I forget which episode.
It was the one right before we went to YouTube, which sucks.
Yeah.
Because we wanted her on YouTube.
Because the next one that was on YouTube was Nate Ford. That was our first one on YouTube, basically.
It was really just we didn't have the equipment yet. So Tina Towns is a really awesome comedian that we met, well, through that group.
Yeah, Boise Comedy Fans.
And then we've seen her at the Crescent.
Yeah,
several times.
A few times.
Very cool. Very cool. Anyway, so when we put out the request for what should we talk about, she said,
Duchess.
Dun-da-lun.
Who's laying right here under the table right now.
Yeah, she maneuvered through all these wires and got her foot stuck up on one, but managed. Yeah. And
those wires are way better than they used to be.
Yeah. You really fixed them. You should deserve
a hat. My throat is scratchy. Sorry for clearing it in the microphone. But it's scratchy.
It's not a sore throat, is it?
No, it's not.
You know what's kind of sucked lately is my allergies have been kicking up. And so when I'm in like clients' homes and I like sneeze four times in a row, I'm like, I'm fine. Yeah,
jeez,
you're fine.
Yeah,
it's scary.
They don't want to see any of that.
No, everything's in bloom right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be 88 here tomorrow. What?
Mm-hmm.
It's April. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What else we got going on?
No, we're talking about Duchess for Tina
Towns. Oh, yeah,
Towns.
Duchess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about
What's she up to? Burying bones and shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so that happened.
Oh, taking shits on the patio.
Oh, that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If the lawn gets too long, if it's wet in any way other than snow.
She does not like it touching her privates.
No, it can't. And she does this. She just walks along like a normal dog and then boom. Booty to the floor.
She'll just drop it like it's hot.
Like super hot. And then tell them what she does when she pees.
Oh, her butt kind of like bounces up and down a little bit. Yeah.
So obviously, I guess she doesn't want to be in deep grass. She's like, I go low.
Yeah.
So if we don't, like, I need to cut it right now. It's too long. And she's been going on the patio.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
We went out there for lunch today and there was a giant turd.
Yeah,
like
there was.
Duchess.
Mm-hmm.
Who did that? And I swear she looks at us like, what? Like, it wasn't me.
Yeah, like, what? I'm 14 years old.
Yeah, 98 in dog years. You're welcome. It wasn't in the house. Yeah. She is the most awesome dog.
Yeah, she's the best dog ever.
And she came at a perfect time because you had, right after we got her, you got all the surgery stuff. And so she was here when you came home to rehab.
Yeah.
She was with me when you were in the hospital. She's been here for Peyton. Yeah, she's, and then now coronavirus stuff. I mean, on days when I get sometimes low about things, she's right there smiling at me.
Yeah, she's like a little therapy dog.
She is. She's amazing. Yeah. She's been great fun. So we've taken out for her out for puppuccinos. She's been to the dog park. She's been to McCall several times.
Yeah.
Lake Lowell.
For sure.
She gets out and about.
Yeah, she does.
Anything else?
Yeah, there's lots more.
On Dipper, though?
Oh, on Dipper.
Yeah.
That's about it on her. She got some new treats.
Oh, yeah. Joint treats.
Yeah, hip and joint.
Yeah, because she's a little achy. But you would imagine that.
Yeah, at 14.
Yeah.
98 in dog years. Is that what it comes out to?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Chris Adams. What do you have?
Oh, I was going to talk about my...
It's not ukulele, is it?
But we have a new, like, genre to our YouTube channel.
Oh, my God. It is ukulele, folks.
Well, this is how you wanted it.
Has anyone noticed Chris may or may not have become recently addicted to the ukulele?
Well, don't say that because they probably haven't noticed like you've noticed here.
But if you're watching our Instagram stories.
Well, there's only one here and there, though. It's not everyone. So anyway, anywho. So yeah, a new like, what would we call it? A new
genre, you said.
Yeah, genre in our YouTube channel, and it's called Ukebox Hero, which I was very surprised that that wasn't taken. I thought someone would already had that. No one had the name. I Googled it. So yeah, Ukebox Hero. If you see that in the subtitles, it's going to be something to do with ukulele playing, or
which is a huge thing.
Oh yeah, there's so many groups, and yeah, it's insane. I'm like starting to get in these like ukulele groups on Facebook, and you know, following people on YouTube, and
Bernadette plays ukulele. Or
Bernadette
something like
teaches
that.
Music. Oh, I'm actually doing her 30-day ukulele challenge, where it's basically like beginner to being a much better player in 30 days. But I'm also taking private lessons too. So I've probably done that for 4 days, but I'm on like lesson 17, day 17. So anywho's, that's been fun, learning a lot of different techniques, strumming patterns, finger plucking. So yeah, there'll be some cool videos up. There are two right now on YouTube.
And I'm having to learn all of this also.
Like all the terminology.
Yeah, because if you're in a relationship with somebody that picks up a new hobby, like when you say the certain ukulele words, I'm like, what? So then I gotta learn the terminology. Like, I didn't sign up for learning ukulele terminology. That wasn't in the write-up. Yeah. Ukulele, what was that last thing, like Chad and Chunk?
Oh, chucking and chunking,
those are ukulele playing terms.
Yeah, I've learned how to chuck but not how to chunk.
What's chucking?
It's basically like muting the strings immediately after you strum it.
Oh, okay. What's
so it'd give you like a
chunking?
I don't know what that is yet. Oh, I just know it's a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Ukulele playing.
Now we're only 12 minutes in. We're not done, are we?
No.
Okay. What else we got?
If you hadn't said that, we would have just gone into like normal chitter chatter.
Oh yeah. Well, I actually. One other thing on the ukulele.
God.
Well, I restrung my ukulele
That's
today.
That's true.
Because the ukulele that I got is not a very expensive one. Mm-hmm. And
it was buy a ukulele, get...
No, buy a month of lessons and get a ukulele. Free ukulele.
Yeah.
And it's not the best ukulele.
That's cool,
it's
though.
A soprano. It's like a $30 one. But anyways, I changed the strings because I discovered they had pretty cheap like nylon strings in them. So I put in different strings. Now it actually sounds better.
Nice. It totally does. Yeah. I didn't actually think it was going to.
She didn't believe it.
No,
she wasn't a believer.
My job is skeptic.
She is the skeptic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, this shit's going to work. And it's going to be better than it was before.
Right.
And your life's going to be better.
Right. And I feel like the amount you are that and the amount I am a skeptic, they like even each other out.
Yeah.
So you're welcome. Yeah, I was skeptical, but it totally sounded way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
There you go. And did that for the first time today.
Boom.
Guess where I learned it?
YouTube.
Yep. School of YouTube.
Mm-hmm. That's an inside joke, folks. He's slamming me at the same time.
No.
A little.
I would never.
Because I would rather read something than watch it in a video.
I'd rather watch it in a video.
Yeah, I never even would consider watching a video of it. I would totally be like, where's the book? Or the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Like, why not look at it?
I don't know. I guess I don't learn that way.
We get even like a visual demonstration.
Yeah, no. Nope. Where'd you get that cardboard over there?
I got that at Walmart.
You bought the cardboard?
Yeah.
Chris made us a green screen.
Yes, what? I did. Oh, yeah. I did that this weekend.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. It's a little too bright, though.
No, let's start with how we decided, because I think we were like, we wanted a green screen. I wanted to add just our heads with a different background behind them to something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't know he was going to do it, but here comes a green screen. It was simple. It was just the stuff from Walmart.
Yeah, it's the neon green construction paper. And then I use that trifold display cardboard. I'm reading that right now.
Yeah.
And then I glued the...
I can't believe you bought cardboard, though.
Why?
Because don't we have, recycling?
But I mean, this is like in a shape and stuff. Okay. And so, anywho, yes, I glued the construction paper to the, or the poster board to the cardboard. I made a green screen. Now it's a little too green. We need to get...
Is that why we had like tracers?
Yeah. So we're going to invest in an actual green screen. That's the correct color. So we won't have that outline.
What do you mean invest
us.
In?
I mean, they're only, you can get them for like $40.
$40? That was $4.
Well, I know, but.
What is the actual green screen made of?
Different materials. It looks like you kind of want a woven one. They're a little more durable, but also a little more money.
How big are they?
You can buy them in all different sizes. And I was thinking, if we're going to be in a year living... Oh, we got to talk about the soul.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good segue.
Inadvertent good segue.
Yeah.
Our favorite kind.
So if in a year, you know, like we plan, we're going to be living in the soul travel trailer. I was thinking of possibly just going with the smaller one, which is kind of a...
Like a 5x7?
Yeah, like it would be a background for us.
Oh, okay.
You know, and we'd have to...
And the small one's $40 for a bleeping green screen?
No, you can get like the big ones, but we might go with that because, I mean, you can fold it up and put it away. It's kind of, it's like...
Our space is limited.
It would be like having a sheet.
I can't like not have an extra sheet, but like, I got a green screen.
Well, use the green screen as a sheet when you're not green screening.
Oh my God, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Like take pictures of us
green
while we're
screen,
sleeping.
Yeah, in bed. And then we just put in like a beach in the background.
Clouds or something, or, yeah. Okay, so yeah, you made a green screen.
Yeah.
And we used it.
Yeah, we did use it. Go to YouTube and watch the...
Is that where you made us pop up?
No, that's one we haven't put out yet.
Oh, okay.
That was like a little promotional kind of thing.
Oh, that's right.
That one's cool, though, where we kind of just come up from the bottom.
It's funny.
And then go back down. Anyways, you guys will see that sometime soon. Yeah, so we're going to get an actual green screen at some point. I've been in the market for a new ukulele. Looking around.
Dude. Next up, we're talking about soul.
Let's talk about the soul.
We don't want to talk about a new ukulele.
Wendy doesn't want to talk about that. You guys probably don't want to hear about it. Anyways, so the soul, we went and looked. We found a dealer in the area.
We had no idea that there was a local place.
Yeah. Yeah, in Meridian Unchartered Recreation.
Mm-hmm.
They had some there. You can tell the story.
Yeah, cool place. So I found them yesterday. We had looked for a soul the other day in Caldwell, and they were calling them, they were saying that they were from Forest River, and I was like, no, it's InTech. I found them on Instahoodle.
Yeah.
But when the salesperson tells you three times it's like Forest River, I was like, all right, Forest River.
Yeah, and they were wrong.
Yeah, it wasn't right. It's Soul by InTech, and it's the Horizon.
That wasn't the place we went today, though.
No. Today we went to the one that actually has the souls, and they had more than I thought they had.
Yeah.
All smaller than we really want. The biggest they could show us was a 17-foot, but we would like the 19-foot.
Yeah.
Has everything. We want to get it loaded because if we're going to live in it,
we want everything.
We decided we don't want to suffer.
All the features
no
and
suffering.
Options. No.
Yeah.
So
they have super cool options. It's got a bathroom with a toilet, and it has an outdoor grill, an outdoor refrigerator that can convert to a freezer, which is maybe, I don't know how we'd use it. Oh God, sorry about my hair, everybody. I'm like 2 months past a haircut and it won't even hold color anymore in the front. Like stays for 2 days. Chris's Instagram living.
Yeah, we're supposed to just keep going.
Oh, we got the eyelashes?
Yeah, eyelashes.
That's how we look good. Eyelashes. I'm thinking, I liked how I looked on Instagram Live that I'm thinking about getting my eyelashes done. Seriously.
Because of the eyelash filter.
I was like, oh, I like that.
Can we change this as we're...
I don't know.
Gosh.
You know, it's recording, though.
Yeah, I'm going to stop this.
Why?
And...
Oh my gosh. Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were able to look through a Soul. They are super awesome. I guess all of the ones that they get in Idaho come with the Rover package, which has souped up wheels and it's lifted a little bit more, has a rugged ear front suspension area, and then has rivets. He made sure to tell us about the rivets along the outside of the window. And what's cool about the Soul, S-O-L, is the front is one full window.
Like a big panoramic window.
And right there is a queen size either seating area with a table or bed. And then you have the totally another bed.
Totally
That's
another.
How they sell it to you. Totally another.
Yeah, queen size bed right in the other end.
Yeah. So you can have a full size sitting area. The table's not huge, but I mean, we're in an RV.
Two of us. Yeah. So.
But then a queen size area to sleep, which we didn't think was like super necessary because we don't usually sleep straight out until we stayed in Delta Junction.
Yeah, and that scamp, and you couldn't stretch out.
No. Yeah, we stayed in a scamp. Sore. We actually podcast from the scamp, but it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
Because we were whispering because we were scared
15
that.
15 and 16.
Yeah, we were scared that my
it's dad's hard to hear.
Or wife was going to kill us in
and
our
sleep.
And we
weren't using microphones. We were just using the general Zoom. Mic from that.
But so. Also, I was whispering because I was terrified.
Yeah, there was that also.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's when we learned, because the next day after sleeping in that thing, it was on a slant and we couldn't extend our legs all the way out. Had cramps and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't walk now. I didn't realize that would be so terrible. But yeah, so we had to get at least a queen size bed. And you can stand up in the bathroom for the most part.
Yeah, it's a little low, but for the most part, I mean, if I'm just showering in there, you know, it's going
to
be fine.
And bathrooming, you don't have to stand up straight.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so, boom.
There you go. We're going to get one
loaded.
Yep, in September.
Yeah. Dude, stop it. We just got over that.
Joking.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Jen's fit journey. What did she have to say?
She mentioned us in her their story.
All right, let's see. If this is another thing to discuss or chat about.
What is this?
How did I do? Oh, she made the cauliflower casserole. What?
Oh, that's some good stuff.
That looks delicious.
Yeah, I want to go have some.
Me too. So we found this amazing cauliflower casserole at wellplated.com. And seriously, this is the most cauliflower we've eaten in our whole lives.
Yeah,
like, we're not delicious. Cauliflower people, but it tastes like a loaded baked potato.
Yeah, very good, very delicious.
And it's healthy. It only has like 13 grams of carbs or something. Anyway, it is amazing. And at Jen's Fit Journey
2017.
Yeah.
2017. She made it.
Yeah, she just made it. So
tagged
that's
awesome.
Us
in her story.
Woo!
Yeah.
Anyway, well, do you have anything else, Chris Adams? We've talked about the Soul. We've talked about ukulele-ing.
Ukulele.
Who can spell ukulele? I can now.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't realize.
And I think only in the United States it's called a ukulele. Everywhere else it's an ukulele.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. But it's ukulele.
Ukulele.
Yeah.
L-E-L-E.
Yeah. Two U's, two E's.
Yeah, but I think that's it for tonight.
You do?
Nothing else? Nothing I can think of. There's probably more. We've done a lot, but... Oh, the Toasted 250 Challenge. So that has been on hold for about a week.
That's right.
Because I went over the handlebars on my bike.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, went over the handlebars, literally landed on the ground. Cement.
It was right after we had talked about somebody else that had gone over the handlebars.
Yeah, one of my coworkers.
And we were like, I was like, oh, I didn't, you know, I hadn't.
It was probably within 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was. It was very quickly afterwards. So I was behind
and
Chris.
I went over the handlebars.
These people wouldn't get it. You tell them.
Okay. There was these three people walking in front of us. And I yelled out, coming up on your left. Either they didn't hear or they didn't know what to do. They didn't move. So I applied my brakes. And I was doing less than 10 miles per hour because, you know, we have the computers on our bikes. And my rear brake wasn't working very well. I mean, it would slow me down, but it wasn't a good stopper. So I think I applied my front brake more than I should, and I went up and over the handlebars because they like just locked up.
Yeah, and what's crazy is I was behind him. He was holding on to the handlebars, and so his hands didn't move off, but the whole back end of him, almost in slow motion, comes around, and then you hear thud, and I was like, there was like a second or two delay because I was like, oh, that I didn't just see that.
Like that didn't just happen, did it?
Yeah, this is not happening. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And you were fine.
I know, it was crazy. Very minimal.
Your handlebars
injury.
Were turned.
Yeah. Yep, so we...
Yeah, you got a little scratch and you, yeah. Your ribs
hurt. Still a little
hurt.
Sore in the rib area.
But I mean... You went
minimal
after all the surgeries. And I was like, dude, you haven't been out of the hospital that long. Come on.
Yeah.
And we don't want to go back with Corona.
Hell
Jesus.
No.
So
that happened. So we took our bikes to Rolling H Cycles in Nampa.
Awesome place.
And got them both tuned up.
But if you want to join us for Toasted 250.
Yeah, just post to social media, hashtag Toasted250, tag us.
Let us in on
also.
The fun.
Yeah, and we'll share your stories,
doing.
Share your posts if you're joining in with us. So,
and
if you
outside.
Don't know what Toasted 250 is, we're basically challenging ourselves to ride our bikes 250 miles during this pandemic or through the summer. You know, if you want to join, you can bike, walk, run, jog.
Swim.
Anything.
Pogo stick.
Oh, sheesh. Anything. Toasted 250. It could be any form, but 250
Hopscotch.
Miles over like what you normally do. Because I walk like 5 to 7 miles a day at work.
But we're not counting that.
No, we're not counting that because that's what I do.
Yeah, we're going 250 on the bike. And I think we're at 18, so we got some catching up to do.
232 miles to go.
That's it, folks.
We got this.
On that note.
Let's get out of here.
Let's...
Yes, I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Did you sign out?
Oh, I'm signing out.
I'm signing off. Do you usually sign out or sign off?
No, first we start with... I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.
Killed it.